Time for our League of Women Voters feature this morning. Rosie Leffler Kemp joins us to talk about an event that if you've never gone, you should definitely go. It is a fascinating, fun day of learning stuff you never knew, meeting people you didn't know, and coming away a lot the richer for it. Hey, Rosie, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, and your music just made me do a jig and wake up. So thank you, you so much, because I had a long night last night, and so you got me going.
Well, that's the problem with being a community activist, Rosie. You're in meetings until the end of the day, and then you have to get up and do interviews about them the next morning. The Citizens in Action, you and I have been talking about this for decades, and last year I finally went, and it was so fascinating. There are 27 different organizations that take part in the Citizens in Action, and it's a combination of listening to a couple of interesting speakers and then a lot of different workshops to kind of educate folks about how they can get involved about the things they're passionate about. Tell us a little bit more about this year's event.
Okay, and you are one of our biggest promoters, and we love that. It is the 19th annual Citizens in Action Workshop, and our theme this year is Passion, Participation, Persistence. And it's really to get folks focused on a lot happened at the national level this year. What can we do locally to take that passion of ours and participate and make change, be persistent about making change locally? So we really are focused on people getting to know our co-sponsoring groups and the other nonprofit or unions or groups in the community that are doing a lot of good work and have lots of opportunities for involvement. So our workshops are going to be led by many of our co-sponsoring groups. One of our other highlights this year is our opening speaker will be the new City of Duluth Human Rights Officer, Carl Crawford. And our closing that's always a hit is from 1 to 2:30, we have coffee and conversation with government leaders. And so we'll have city councilors and county commissioners and our state legislators and our chief of police and our school board members will be there, and people will have an opportunity to talk with them about issues that they are passionate about. And then we're going to close with our Duluth delegation, Mary Murphy, Jen Schultz, our newly elected Liz Olson, our new Senator Eric Simonson. They're going to have a panel at the end just to highlight the work of the state legislators. And so we're excited for another great day and a day for people to get to know each other, network, and learn and have fun.
The workshops, the event, it's free, it's open to the public. Do you want people to register so that you have enough bagels and coffee for everybody?
Yes. We require pre-registration, so the deadline is next Wednesday, January 25th. And as Lisa said, it's a free event. You can go online to www.lwvduluth.org. That's the League of Duluth's website. And you can register online. Or you can, register online or go online to get the information. And Lisa, I'm hoping you guys can put this up on your website in some way as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have a link there so that people will be able to find the more information, because it really is, it's not only fascinating, it's kind of fun too.
It's fun. And, you know, I just want to do one last thing. Every year we honor a few folks for during this event. And we honored Lisa last year because of her wonderful community activism over the air on so many issues, and how much we appreciate that form of activism and the voice she has given on many issues that the League of Women Voters works on. So come on out, have fun, meet lots of people, learn a lot, get passionate.
Thanks so much, Rosie. Appreciate talking to you. Rosie Leffler-Kemp this morning, and it's a great event, even if you don't get a nice award, but a nice award, of course, is much, much appreciated. Our League of Women Voters feature, it takes place every month on Wednesday. I say it's the second Wednesday of the month, third Wednesday of the month, right here on 103.3 KUMD.